Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us to talk about a big event happening tomorrow, Kurt Hillman. How are you today, Kurt?
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, I can't believe this is the third annual Model A's and Model T's car show, which is going on tomorrow right there at the Standish Depot, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's our third year, and it seemed to be a growing success. I mean, a lot of the guys with the old cars and stuff have been very happy, extremely happy to have a car show dedicated just to the old vehicles.
Well, you know, and that is a good thing because, I go to a few car shows, and when you go, you tend to see those, 60s muscle cars and things like that, and maybe a few from the 50s and 40s, but you rarely get to see those vintage vehicles from 100 years ago or so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we have the cars that nothing newer there than 1931 and older, it's just fantastic. I mean, right now, I know I got a 1916 Model T and a 1918 Chevrolet going to be showing up. So it's just a nice bunch of old cars that I've already pre-registered.
Oh, because I was going to say, about how many do you get for this? Obviously, there's a lot of collectors out there if you've already got some registered and ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Right now, well, over the last year, we had 57.
Wow.
And I thought that was a pretty good bunch. Right now, we got about, I think it was 26 or 27 pre-registered, and that's pretty good because you usually get about one more for every one that you have pre-registered. So right now, it's looking pretty good, actually, for tomorrow.
It really is. Now, it's Model A's and Model T's. Is it a little more than that, or is it strictly focused on those two kind of model vehicles?
Well, it's not just for Fords. Basically, it started out as that. However, basically, any vehicle, 1931 or older.
Oh.
So it could be a Chevy, it could be an old Pontiac or an Oakland, which was a predecessor to Pontiac. Last year we had a Star. So we could basically anything, any of the motor vehicles, the 1931 and older, are more than welcome.
Wow. Now it sounds like a great event. Now, of course, they got the vehicles lined up there. Anything else going to be happening through the day, too?
Oh, yeah. There's vendor spaces there, so we got some vendors that are going to be there selling some of their wares, whether it be crafts or some miscellaneous things of that sort. There's going to be lunch afforded or available there for the car show people.
Okay.
Actually, the car show people, once they register for the car show, they're going to get lunch for free for two people per car. That'll be about 11:30 or so, and then about 1:30, we're going to have an ice cream social again, which will be free to the car show participants.
Okay.
It can be bought by all the other spectators and may come there, but we're basically giving back to the car show participants for bringing their old cars to the car show for us.
Very nice. Now, I know you're giving out awards. Is it a people's choice kind of thing? Who's going to do the judging of these cars?
Yeah, the judging will be done by the car show participants themselves.
Okay.
We're actually going to have the best of show for Model T car, Model T truck, best of show for Model A car, Model A truck. Then there's going to be best of show non-Ford. Then there's the best of show speedster. That's basically taking those old cars and turning them into a hot rod. Nothing with any of the new modern V8 engines, that sort of stuff, but kind of the engine, the straight four that would have come in the car at the time that it came out originally. So, basically, any cars that could come that are that age are certainly welcome.
And, of course, spectators, too. Now, there's no charge for spectators to come on out to the event?
Absolutely none.
Yeah.
We want people just to come and enjoy all those old cars.
Not only the old cars, but I would imagine the depot will be open, too, so people can see the kind of work you've been doing there also?
Oh, certainly, yeah. The depot will be open. There'll be souvenirs there available for that. We'll have some music going on, the time being played by DJ, kind of some 30s, 40s type music, kind of a little bit emblematic of the era when those cars came from. And people notice that we've done some additions, some things around the depot as well, too. We've planted a number of trees, and over the next few years, we'll probably see some more shady areas there for people to get out of the hot sun and so on. But constantly keep doing things around the depot and making it bigger and better.
Oh, of course. And, of course, I know you do the Thursday night concerts, too. So there's always something going on, or Wednesday night concerts, I think it is.
Yeah, actually, we did. We had a concert last night with the Country and Western Band there, and we had probably around 120 or better as far as number of people there, and that was a very good show, even though right at the beginning there was some rain, which kind of threatened things a little bit, but the cloud went away and cleared up, and it was a great night for people.
Very good. And, of course, speaking of rain, the event tomorrow, the Model A's and T's car show, that is rain or shine, right?
Absolutely. Rain or shine.
Right there at the Historical Depot and Welcome Center, which is at the corner of M61 and US 23 in Standish.
Yes.
Now, Kurt, if they want more information, how do they get more info on this?
Well, they could call the depot if they wish. The number is 718-3021, or they can go online if they wish at info@standishdepot.org. Either one, they could call the depot or go online and get the information there.
Very good. Model A's and Model T's third annual car show tomorrow at the Standish Historical Depot and Welcome Center in Standish. Kurt Hillman. Kurt, always a pleasure, and we'll hope for the shining part more than the raining part for tomorrow for you guys.
Well, I hope so. I've seen the prediction, and I guess I'm a little leery, but I'm hoping that we'll have an eighth weekend in a row that with sunshiny, at least on Saturday anyway.
There you go. Kurt Hillman, thanks for joining us here for Sunrise Side.
Thank you.